today we learned Shabbos Daf Ayin Aleph. In order to understand the first discussion of Shabbos Daf Ayin Aleph, two important sets of rules are important to know in advance. The first, if a person doesn't have Veir B'Shogeg many times without realizing in between what he had done, so a single Karban could atone for all the different violations. But if a person realizes what he had done before violating the Aveir B'Shogeg a second time, so then he's going to require a second Karban for each violation. That's rule number one. Rule number two that's important to know is that, as we've learned recently, if a person violates many Melachos of Shabbos because he didn't realize that it was Shabbos, even though he was aware that each of these Melachos are usher to do on Shabbos, he just thought it was Tuesday, he had no idea it was Shabbos, so then he would only bring a single Karban for each Shabbos, no matter how many Melachos he violates. That's called Shigas Shabbos V'Zadar Melachos. If, on the other hand, he realizes that it's Shabbos, but he doesn't realize that the various Melachos are forbidden, then he's obligated to bring a separate Karban for each Melacha that he's violated, and that's what we call Zadon Shabbos V'Shigas Melachos. So the Gemara raises the Shaila. Katzar V'Tachon K'Grogos V'Shigas Shabbos V'Zadar Melachos. A person does two Melachos, K'tzira and T'china, without realizing that it's Shabbos, but with the knowledge that these melachos are asr on Shabbos, which means, really, if you stop it right there, he should only be chayv one carbon for both melachos, and then he repeats the same melachos later in the day, while realizing that it's Shabbos, but not realizing that these actions are asr, which independently should have been mechayev him two separate carbonos. So the Gemara says, if he first realized the first violation, and brought a carbon for the double violation of Ktsira T'china that he did first, that carbon also covers the second violation of Ktsira T'china. But if he first realizes the second violation, which really should have required two karbanos, and he brought a karban for the ktsira, that karban will exempt him from a karban of both the first ktsira and the first tchina, because the first ktsira and tchina were supposed to be only one karban anyway, and the logic is, since those two violations are exempted with a single karban, the fact that the karban for the second ktsira covers the first ktsira necessarily means that it also covers the first tchina. That's the concept of greira. The Amoraim, however, have machlokas that once the first tchina is covered through greira, is the second tchina also covered through greira? Rava ultimately agrees to the general concept of greira, but he does not hold greira de greira, that there's a secondary level of greira, that it's going to cover not only the first katsira and the first tchina, but even the second tchina. Then the Gemara tells us, Milsa de b'shitu la'abaye v'rava mi'baye le'le Rabbi Zeira. Abaye and Rava both assume that a single carbon suffices for two violations of an aveira, one done with shigga Shabbos, and the other one done with Shigas Melachos. Rabbi Zeira wasn't so sure about this. And according to one version of the Gemara, Rabbi Zeira actually concludes, Chalukin l'chataos v'lo mitstarfin. They required two separate karbanos, but if each violation involved only a half a kazayas, they would not combine to punish him as if he had eaten a full kazayas. The Gemara questions, is that necessarily true, that if you divide two violations with regard to the Chiv Karban, would necessarily mean that we would also divide them with regard to making up the shear of a kazayis? It seems that Rabbi Yeshua holds that if somebody eats an asr food mishnei tamchuyin from two separate pots, he can be chayiv to bring two karbanos. But if he eats a chatzi shear from each of two different pots, they will still combine to be mechayiv a single karban. So the Gemara concludes that Rabbi Yeshua never said any such thing. Really, he holds tamchuyin mechalkin bein l'kula, bein l'chumra. Two dishes are considered two completely separate actions. You eat from this pot, from that pot, they have nothing to do with each other, and whether that will lead you to a leniency, like if a person ate a half a kazayas from one and a half a kazayas from the other, he's not chayiv, or whether it leads you to a chumra, that if he eats a full kazayas from one and a full kazayas from the other, now he's going to be chayiv two separate karbanos, because we view them each separately. That's what Rabbi Yeshua really holds at the end of the day. Then the Gemara tells us, achal shnei zeisei chelev belem echad, v'nodol al rishon v'chozev v'nodol al sheni. Gemara's final discussion about a person who ate two kazesim of chelev without realizing in between what he had done, but the mistake of eating each kazayis became known to him at different times. He didn't realize all at once that he had ate both kazesim. He realized it one at a time. So there are two opinions whether he's chayiv to bring one or two karbanos. Rabbi Yochanan says he's chayiv two karbanos. Reish Lakish says chayiv to bring just one karban. So the Gemara tries to find the sources for each shita. Rabbi Yochanan learns from the pasuk of Vehevi al-Chataso, indicating that there's a separate karban for each aveir. Aveira, there's a separate Hava'a for each Chatas, for each sin. Reish Lakish would respond that Al Chataso only teaches that you need a second Karban if you discovered the second Aveira after already bringing the Karban for the first Aveira. But if you discover the second Aveira after just realizing the first Aveira, so that's not enough to be Mechayiv a separate Karban. Reish Lakish's source is a Pasuk Mechataso V'Nislachlo, which indicates that a Chatas is brought for some of his sin, and that would suffice for everything. Rabbi Yochanan would say, no, Mechataso teaches that if you ate a kazayis and half the a kazayis and a half at one time, became aware of the kazayis, but not the extra half, and then ate another half a kazayis, that does not require a separate karban for the last two half kazayis, and they're not mitzdarif. And then the daf concludes by offering three possibilities as to what exactly was the case where Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish argue. First possibility is that they argue in a case where the person knew before ever designating a karban, and the machlokas is whether meaning he knew about the second avera before he ever designated a karban for the first avera, and the whole machlokas is whether yedios or hafrashos are machalkos, which one divides it into two separate chiyuvim, the fact that you knew or the fact that you mafresh a karban that divides it into two separate chiyuvim. Second possibility is that they argue in a case where he finds out after the hafrasha, he already designated to carbon for the first Avera, then discovers that he did the second Avera. So the designation, but before the Kapara, before he ever actually brought the carbon. So the Machlokas would then boil down to whether Hafrashos or Kaparos divide the obligation. Is it the fact that you designated a carbon that now divides these into two separate Chiyuvim, or is it only if you actually brought the carbon for the first Avera, that's what's going to divide into two separate Chiyuvim? Then the final possibility is that they argue in both of the cases, both in a case where the person knew about the first Aveira before designating a karban, and in the case where a person designated a karban for the first Aveira before realizing that he had done the second Aveira. Okay, it's a tough, needs a little chazara. Okay.